Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Today I'm talking to John Waffenschmidt, and he's the Vice President of Environmental Sciences and Community Affairs at Covanta Energy. Covanta Energy, tell me briefly what Covanta Energy does in various locations.
Well, we're what's called an energy from waste company or a waste energy company. We essentially take garbage, like the garbage in your home, and convert it into electricity.
You know, last week I lost my keys in the garbage. You'll probably be burning them next week.
Oh, no. What we will do, we will not burn it because as it comes through, since it's not combustible, we're actually going to collect it at metal on the back end and sell it into the market. So you have contributed to recycling.
Well, that's nice to know I did something worthwhile. John, your company's been around for a while, and the basic concept is not only to burn up, waste product, but to create something.
That's correct. And our number one job is to convert it into energy. Most of our plants make it into electricity. It's about a little more than a half a megawatt per ton of electricity is produced, about 550 kilowatt hours. And we also remove metal from the remaining ash, and we also provide some services. You may be aware that we offer free disposal to any community in the United States that does a drug take-back program to try to encourage people to remove medications from their house.
Yeah, medications have been known to get into the water supply.
That's correct. Not only do they get into the water supply, which is what attracted us originally, they're also subject to abuse. And so people that have medicine in their cabinets and it's there, you know, a child can, you know, fall upon it, you know, mistakenly.
How do you do that and guarantee to people that you're not going to be the abuser of the materials once you receive them?
Well, for us, it's relatively easy because we have set up an established protocol to do it. And we only accept the waste when it comes in through law enforcement.
Okay, so in other words, the police would be the deliverers of
yes.
the product, so that
that's the vast majority of the time that's the method that we use.
Yeah,
and usually the organizations that do it, you know, they're going to be the police departments are the ones who have historically done it, but in the future, the hope is that we'll be able to drop off our unwanted medications at our pharmacies. And that's the ultimate goal.
You're not pharmacies that Covanta would own.
No. Any pharmacy, like your neighborhood pharmacy, like you might know where your neighborhood pharmacy is. You might not know where your neighborhood police station is.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I might know where my police station is.
Well, you probably went there looking for your keys.
That's right. Thank you. Sometimes I do have to be bailed out. No, that's not the right word for that. But in any case, I've actually seen your operation in Hempstead. That's a pretty big operation.
Yes.
Is it typically as big as you get?
Well, that's one of the bigger facilities. You know, they range in size. Generally speaking, if you sort of look at it as a business, you know, there's a preference for a larger facility versus a smaller ones, but we have ones as small as, let's say, 400 tons a day. That one is probably closer to 2,500 tons per day.
There are people who will say, well, burning garbage is not the best thing to do in the world. It introduces things into the atmosphere that we don't want. What is your answer to them?
Well, I think that was true at an earlier time, and in the industry, we'll call those incinerators, by meaning that they burn the garbage, but they don't have air pollution control, they don't have heat recovery, they don't have metal recovery. When you look at the current plants in the United States, they all have gone through a process called MACT, Maximum Achievable Control Technology, which was a process that looked to put the best air pollution control on these facilities. And so when you look at the emissions are all at low levels, and I usually like to cite a report that comes out of the UK, United Kingdom, health agency, where they said the emissions from a modern energy from waste plant is so low that they no longer warrant study from a health risk standpoint.
That's a big claim.
Yes. And if you look at the numbers, for example, you might hear someone say dioxin is one of the worst, man-made products that can be emitted to the atmosphere. When you look at our performance on a number that was established, now these numbers that were established were technology-based numbers, but they've also been evaluated from a health risk standpoint. We're between one and two orders of magnitude below that permitted limit. And putting that into layman's terms, we're at 90% to 99% below the established limit. And that's true for a number.
Either that means you're doing a terrific job or the limits are really unrealistically high. Or maybe a combination of both.
Well, no, I think the proper way to look at it is what was the uncontrolled, where you did not have air pollution control. What were those emissions? And then we controlled them down. And what people don't realize, and actually I have some of the presentations that I do that talk about sustainability, I'll actually numerically review what, from an air pollution standpoint, what changes we've brought about from an environmental standpoint. And it's amazing that if you think about, you know, the 60s and 70s, how polluted the air was, how long it is today.
I lived in Manhattan. In 1967, 68, and 69, I had an apartment up at 212th Street in Manhattan, if you know where that is.
Absolutely. I grew up in Astoria.
Okay. Well, I had an apartment up there, and I had a brand new car, and every morning I'd find ash on the car.
Correct.
There was about eight blocks north of me, there was the Department of Sanitation incinerator.
Well, there were 10 incinerators, and there were about 4,000 apartment house incinerators.
And they all burned their garbage.
Yes, and you and I must have been outside at exactly the same time, because I had a paper route at that time. And I used to go out, and there'd be little black flakes coming down. And so it is, you know, we sometimes don't appreciate how much progress we've made.
We've made a tremendous amount of progress, and I know that. I remember being in Queens as a young boy, looking toward Manhattan. Of course, Queens was relatively unpolluted at the time. You know, we were talking about that many years ago, you know?
Well, I would probably argue from an air pollution standpoint, the air in Queens was probably very similar to the air in Manhattan.
Well, I could see the brown dome over Manhattan. So that gave me an idea that it got very much worse over Manhattan, because we didn't incinerate our stuff in our homes.
No, but there were, Queens did have some of the New York City incinerators were there, and they did have apartment house incinerators. So there was some combustion going on in Queens as well.
Yeah. All right. We've established that the standards have been tremendously increased, and you're telling me that you've beaten those standards by a large margin.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other factors involved too, with the incinerating of there are some positive aspects that we didn't talk about. We will talk about that, but we're going to do that in the next segment. And I want you to hang around for the next segment, because I think it's really, really important stuff. Just before you go, tell me a little about your background within the next 25 seconds.
Well, I am I designed my own program for my undergraduate. I was a social ecology was the name of it, and I have a master's in environmental biology. So that's my academic background.
Okay, so they didn't just train you in your job. You brought some real knowledge before you came to the job.
Yes, you could say I had an interest in the environment since I was a young child.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to John Waffen-Schmidt. He's the Vice President of Environmental Sciences and Community Affairs at Coventa Energy. And we're on 103.9 on Long Island News Radio. Thanks for listening.